This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Let us pray. God of compassion and courage, we thank you for giving all of us gathered here today another day in which to love and serve you. We pray for these men and women that have been elected, that they honor the promises they have made with grace, compassion, and integrity, remembering those who are in need when they make their decisions. Above all, that they will be led by your vision and love, placing you first in all that they are and all that they do, to your honor and glory. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Harold.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Dennert, Deutsch, Diedrich, Duva, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hammack, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Johnson, Chris, Johnson, David, Carr, Coth, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miskimmons, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Herman, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Post, Puyer, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Saba, Shanefish, Smith, Jamie, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Weiss, Wheezy, Willardson, York, Zickman, Speaker Haugard.
Present. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. I think we will start with a couple of things today to allow people to move on if they need to. And one would be the recognition of the doctors of the day. I believe are these the doctors of the day? And let me just introduce you. This is Dr. Mary Milroy of Yankton and her husband, Dr. Dan Johnson. They are part of the South Dakota State Medical Association Doctor of the Day program. And Dr. Mary Milroy is a general surgeon who specializes in breast surgery. Dr. Milroy received her medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine and completed her residency at Michigan State University. Dr. Milroy practiced at Yankton Medical Clinic from 91 through 2017 and retired from clinical practice last May. She continues as an instructor with USD medical students and PA students. Dr. Milroy is past president of the South Dakota State Medical Association and serves on the South Dakota State Medical Association Policy Council. Her husband, Dr. Dan Johnson, is an orthopedic surgeon who practiced in Yankton for 25 years. He's now semi-retired and works occasionally at Sanford Hospital in Aberdeen. Dr. Johnson is a graduate of Edgemont High School and USD Medical School. He completed his orthopedic surgery residency in Flint, Michigan, and then returned to South Dakota. Dr. Johnson and his wife, Dr. Milroy, returned recently from medical missions work operating and teaching at Bugando Medical Center in Tanzania for 3 weeks. Welcome. We're very glad you're here. Thank you. And I think we will also proceed with an announcement. Representative Reimer, if you'd like to introduce some people from your district.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want everybody to recognize up in the gallery, we have St. Joe's Indian School here from Chamberlain, from my area. So just give them a warm welcome.
Thanks for being here. Then another quick announcement is that we do have from our LRC staff, Preston, who's right down here in the media area. Preston's available if anyone has any IT issues on the floor right now. So if you do, maybe call up one of the pages, and then they'll make sure that Preston's aware of that and he can come help you. Thanks for being here. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugar, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that Senate Bill 35 do pass, HCR 1001 do adopt as amended, do be adopted as amended, HB 1057 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar, and SCR 5 was tabled. Respectfully, Lee Kwom, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1067 do pass, Senate Bill 5 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, House Bill 1029 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1019 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Respectfully, John Hansen, Chair. Also, the Committee on Retirement Laws respectfully reports that House Bill 1010 do pass, House Bill 1045 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1011 do pass as amended. Respectfully, Larry Zickman, Chair. The Joint Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1037 and 1038 do pass. Respectfully, Chris Carr, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1051 do pass as amended. Respectfully, Lana Greenfield, Chair. And the Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that Senate Bill 14 do pass and Senate Bill 17 was tabled. Respectfully, Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill 1031, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 3, 37, and 53, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills number 1002, 1005, and 1017, which have passed the Senate without change. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bills 1002, 1005, and 1017 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugar, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Chase moves that House Bill 1075 be referred from the Committee on State Affairs to the Committee on Local Government.
That motion having been made, the question is, Representative Chase motion that House Bill 1075 be referred from the Committee on State Affairs to the Committee on Local Government. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
House Concurrent Resolution 1002. A concurrent resolution requesting that local school boards establish a code of ethics and professional responsibility for educators in public elementary and secondary schools. House Concurrent Resolution number 1002 was referred to the Committee on Education. Mr. Speaker, Representative Hansen moves to invoke Joint Rule 11-1 to suspend the Joint Rule 6B3 and allow a legislator to introduce as prime sponsor six individual bills or joint resolutions during the last 3 days for bill introduction under Joint Rule Chapter 17.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, the motion for the body is to allow the introduction of a total of, or to suspend the rules as to... to suspend the rules as to the option for the House members to submit six bills as opposed to three bills on the final day allowed for submitting bills. And this is a two-thirds majority vote required. So we will take a roll call. That's fine. Just give us a second. We'll get that ready. All right, so the motion before us is to invoke Joint Rule 11-1 to revise Joint Rule 6B-3, allowing the submission of a total of six bills as opposed to three bills. Any question about the motion? And we had a second. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members proceed to vote, and this is a two-thirds of vote required.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 56, nays 10, excused 4.
That motion, having received more than a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. So that means we'll be looking for 420 bills next week, or not. All right, thank you. Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Quam moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs on House Bill 1044 is found on page 166 of the House Journal, and also local government on House Bill 1027 is found on page 167 of the House Journal be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We will now proceed to the first reading of House bills. Those in the gallery who might not be aware of how this works, this is a constitutional requirement, so we have to read the titles of each bill at least once before we hear them a second time and consider them in committees and so on. So this is a means to comply with that constitutional requirement, and we'll also have these obviously posted on the website and available for other review, but this is the requirement we meet. We had a kind of a flurry of bills in the past day or two, so that's why we're reading a lot of bill titles. These were just the Senate, okay. In regard to the assignment of bills to the Ag and Natural Resources Committee, House Bill 1089, 1095, 1096, 1100, 1101, 1120. To Joint Appropriations, HJR 1003. To Commerce and Energy, House Bill 1082, 1086, 1090, 1102, 1103, 1121, 1126. To Education, House Bill 1083, 1087, 1108, 1109, 1113, 1116, 1127, 1131, 1139, 1140, and HCR 1002. To Health and Human Services, HB 1085, 1099, 1124, 1137. To Judiciary, House Bill 1104, 1105, 1106, 1107, 1110, 11:17, 11:28, 11:30, 11:32. To local government, House Bill 11:15. To state affairs, House Bills 10:84, 10:91, 10:92, 10:93, 10:94, 10:97, 10:98, 11:12, 11:14, 11:22, 11:23, 11:29, 11:33, 11:34, 11:35, 11:36, 11:38, and HJR Bills number 1001 and 1002. To taxation, House Bills 1118, 1125, and 1141. To transportation, House Bills 1088, 1119, 1142. To military and veterans affairs, House Bill 1111. Presently, House Bills 1143 through 1170 have not been assigned to committees, but they will be as of Monday, and also the HJRs 1004, 1005, 1006, likewise has not been assigned to a committee, but they will be as of Monday. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 3, an act to create the Special Education Task Force. Senate Bill 37, an act to revise certain provisions regarding association health plans. And Senate Bill 53, an act to authorize certain retailers to offer quantity discounts or cash discounts for the purchase of alcoholic beverages.
The Speaker signs Senate Bill 3 to Education, Senate Bill 37 to Commerce, and Senate Bill 53 to Commerce. Second reading, consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 13, an act to revise certain provisions regarding authorization for public transportation assistance grants.
That being the only bill on the consent calendar today, are there any questions in regard to Senate Bill 13? Any questions? Hearing no questions in regard to Senate Bill 13, the question before the body is final passage of the consent calendar. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote. Please proceed to vote. Representative Perry.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Mr. Speaker. All right. We have a special time right now. There's a man in our crew, in our crowd, a representative that Many of you would probably think he's 37, but he's got those numbers inverted. He turned 73, and his name is Larry Zickman. I'd like you all to sing happy birthday to Larry Zickman with me and use your outside voice.
Please stand.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Mr. Speaker, I tell everybody it's good to get through one more year. So, and it's an honor to be here with all of you on the floor. And I understand the cookies are almost gone, so I'm not going to replenish those on Monday. So if there's anything out there, you have to eat them. But we thank you very, very much.
We appreciate those.
Representative Zickman, would you vote, please? Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are yeas 66, excused 4.
The consent calendar items having received a majority vote of the members elect are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions in regard to the title? The title is deemed correct. So you don't get time off on your birthday. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1020, an act to revise certain provisions regarding state building committees for capital improvement projects.
House Bill 1020, having had its second reading, is up for consideration.
Mr. Speaker.
And final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Qualm.
We want that bill deferred till Monday.
That motion having been made and seconded, any objection to, or any remarks on the motion? Hearing none, motion, the question before the House is to move the House Bill 1020 to Monday as opposed to hearing it today. Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question before the body is to make that move, and it'll be a voice vote. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Representative Johns.
House Bill 1047, an act to revise certain provisions regarding recommendations for treatment as a condition for probation.
House Bill 1047, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Johns.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I was getting up just a tad early there.
That's all right.
Didn't mean to communicate.
See, I'm easily flustered.
That I had other business. House Bill 1047 is a bill that was brought by the Committee of the Judiciary at the request of the Chief Justice. It's an act to revise a portion of SDCL 23A-2740, which deals with treatment as a condition of probation if someone has pled guilty but mentally ill or has been found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of being guilty and being guilty but mentally ill. In those cases, a pre-sentence investigation is conducted, and if probation is recommended, the sentencing court then, upon recommendation of a licensed psychiatrist, must make a treatment as a condition of probation. This bill would expand the persons capable of making that recommendation to a licensed psychologist. That's the only change. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1047. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Smith.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Today we'd like to welcome South Dakota Partners in Policymaking. I don't see anybody upstairs right now. I think they did go home, but you need to know the individuals in this group came from all corners of South Dakota today, and they're disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program, facilitated by Disability Rights South Dakota, is in its 27th year, and over 630 citizens have successfully completed the course. Earlier today, the group met with some of us legislators, and they presented mock testimony and learned about the legislative process. Disability Rights South Dakota is the facilitator for this advocacy group, and those of us that got to participate, it's a highlight of the year each year. Great people, and it was great to be a part of. So welcome them if you see them.
Thank you very much. Few people need to vote. Sponsor needs to vote.
Representative, yeah. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 2, and excused 4.
House Bill 1047, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions in regard to the title? Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1049, an act to revise certain provisions regarding driving after consuming certain drugs or substances.
Representative Johns. House Bill 1049, having had its second readings up for consideration, final passage. Any remarks, Representative Johns?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1049, as was amended in committee, amends SDCL 3223-1. Which makes it a Class 2 misdemeanor for any person under the age of 21 to drive, operate, or have actual physical control of any motor vehicle. Subsection 2 of that statute provides that it is a Class 2 misdemeanor if they have consumed marijuana or any controlled drug or substance for as long as physical evidence of the consumption remains present in the person's body. The amendment would exclude any controlled drug or substance that's been lawfully prescribed for them. The purpose of the amendment is that otherwise anybody that would be legally entitled to operate a motor vehicle would be holding an operator's license if they are under the age of 21 and they've consumed a controlled drug or substance that's been lawfully prescribed for them by a practitioner of the healing arts, they would be precluded from operating that motor vehicle. In addition, it's our position that does not meet the original intent of this legislative body when it was originally passed. Secondly, there's some individuals that may be suffering from an intentional deficit disorder or something like that that should be under the influence of their medication when driving rather than not being under the medication. And so it's just a good idea, and I would ask everybody to vote green. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Johns. And this was amended in the committee, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you very much. Any further remarks in regard to House Bill 1049? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the body is final passage of House Bill 1049. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Representative McCleary.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you. At this time, I have a commemoration, which would be for Myron Florin, who his birthday will be November 5th, and he would have been 100 years old. a legislative commemoration honoring and commending Myron Florin for his service to the state of South Dakota through his exemplary work as an accordionist. Whereas Myron Florin was known as the accordionist on the Lawrence Welk Show between 1950 and 1980. And whereas Myron Florin was highly regarded by Lawrence Welk, who was an accomplished accordion player in his own right. And whereas Myron Florin was among the first class of inductees into the Scandinavian American Hall of Fame in 1984 and inducted into the International Polka Music Hall of Fame in 1990. And whereas Myron Florin, a first-generation American who was born in Roslyn in Day County, South Dakota, was an Augustana graduate who worked his way through college as the Melody Man on KSOO. And whereas Myron Florin was awarded by the Confederation Internationale de Accordionists their merit award in recognition of his outstanding contributions to the international accordion movement. Now, thereby be it commemorated on the 94th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that Myron Florin be commended and honored for his service to the State of South Dakota through his exemplary work as an accordionist. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you very much. My parents used to go to dances where Lawrence Welk and Myron Florin were performing, so it was kind of a big deal in the eastern part of the state, at least.
Representatives David Johnson and McClary. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, excused 4.
House Bill 1049, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions in regard to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1007, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the exemptions from the 12-month residency requirement for university students.
House Bill 1007, having had its second readings up for consideration, final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I am pleased to bring you House Bill 1007. It is one of the first to come out of our newly created Veterans Committee, so we're really pleased about that. This is a relatively simple bill. It just updates statutory language to include Chapter 31 of the Federal VA Educational Benefits, and by passing this bill, we'll ensure that federal educational benefits for veterans and their dependents are not at risk due to discrepancies between federal and state statutes. So all that we're doing, if you look at the bill, is in line 14, we're adding Chapter 31 to that because that was an update in the federal code. So we just want to make sure that we're in compliance and so that our residents can get the veterans benefits that they deserve. I will stand by for questions.
Thank you for the remarks. Any further remarks in regard to House Bill 1007? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1007. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Randolph. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, excused 4.
House Bill 1007, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions regarding the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. We are a pretty agreeable group today.
House Bill 1043, an act to require the Department of Social Services to collect and report certain information regarding the military affiliation of a parent whose child is subject to a report of abuse or neglect.
House Bill 1043, having had its second readings up for consideration, final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Deutsch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. Today I bring you House Bill 1043, a short bill that establishes reporting requirements for investigation of abuse or neglect of a child whose parent is an active duty service member. The bill came to us from the U.S. Department of Defense. It was passed out of Committee 12-0. The bill does two things. First, it provides that the Department of Social Services make an effort to determine if the child under investigation belongs to an active duty service member or family. And second, if they do determine that a parent or guardian is in the military, under this bill, the Department of Social Services would notify a U.S. Department of Defense family advocate of the allegations so that collaborative work can begin and resources provided to help the military child or parent. Currently, 19 other states have passed this law, and four others, in addition to South Dakota, are working on passing it into law this year. I'd appreciate your support of HB 1043.
Thank you very much. Further remarks? Are there any further remarks? Hearing none, question before the body is final passage of House Bill 1043. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members proceed to vote. Representative Zickman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I put a notebook. It's the white notebook that's up by the ladies. And it's on the cemetery, on the new veteran cemetery in Sioux Falls. It's my book that I use for the endowment fund. But there's information in there if you're interested in seeing what the piece of ground looks like, etc. We're going to have some informational things coming into us, especially to our Military and Vets Committee this year yet. But if you want to see some information on it, the way that we're going to try to raise the funds, the piece of ground that we have, the 60 acres that we have in the northeast part of Sioux Falls, you please use it, take a look at it. It'll give you an idea of where that land is, and it's just an informational piece. Don't take it, please, because I need it to talk to people about funds for the endowment fund. We have about $600,000 to $700,000 in there right now toward $3 million. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66 and excused 4.
House Bill 1043, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions regarding the title? Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1052, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the notice given to county commissioners for special sessions.
House Bill 1052, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Marty.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Simple, straightforward bill. This just allows the county auditor to get a hold of the commissioners on a special session. Previously, they were to send out letters. Well, in the rural countries, you only have 3 days for this letter to reach them. And so this bill just adds a line, either use a telephone or electronic transmission. And it came out of committee 13-0. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Representative Marty. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1052. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote. And for the record, I have before me House Bill number 1002, an act to provide for criminal background checks for certain applicants and employees of the Department of Public Safety, and I'm signing that bill. I also have before me House Bill number 1005, an act to authorize a hearing panel of the Board of Pardons and Paroles to make clemency recommendations, and I'm signing that bill. And also before me is House Bill number 1017, an act to provide for the destruction of certain contraband cigarettes, and I'm signing that bill.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Saba.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House, first of all, I thought since Representative Marty stood up and displayed his Mickey Mouse tie, I'd stand up and display my Donald Duck tie to show that we can
compete
with him a little bit.
I think those come from Looney Tunes, don't they?
In 1948,
moving right along.
In 1948, a bill was introduced in the and passed in the U.S. Senate called the Smith-Mundt Bill. It was a bill to establish a Bureau of Cultural and Educational Affairs so that we could understand people from other countries better and they could understand us. And that was our own Senator Carl Mundt who was responsible for that bill. Monday, we will have a visit of a group that represents that that particular bill. It's seven members of various prestigious organizations in seven different European countries. We're honored to have them. It's sponsored by the State Department, but they don't often come to South Dakota when they put these together. But I might point out that over the course of the years since Senator Mundt introduced that bill, bringing people from other countries to the United States, over 500 of these people have either been heads of state of their country or currently heads of state. So they're quite a prestigious group. They're from many different European countries, and they'll be here all day Monday. They'll be visiting Appropriation Committee and other committees. And so we want you to mix with them because part of the idea is to get them to grassroots America. But also another important part of the idea is, and I might say that Representative Tim Rounds and I have been working on this and we're very concerned, is that new dollars into the state. We can do trade with these countries. We can bring in educational complements such as students. And there's two ways to bring new dollars in. One is you can print them, and then we go in further debt. Two is you can bring in dollars from other countries. So that's what we're going to be working on with delegations like this. They'll be here all day. There'll be a couple of small events for them. So I hope that as many of you as can participate, can meet these folks, tell them about what's going on in the United States, and particularly South Dakota. They're in San Francisco now. They're coming over here, and then they're going to Florida. So let's show them what South Dakota is all about. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Saba. It's my understanding one of them is from Denmark, so I'm looking forward to being able to meet that person since all my relatives came from Denmark. And also, I want to make sure that there's an arrangement made so that they are able to see the entire Capitol and receive a tour. My wife, Mary, who's up in the gallery, she provides those tours. So if that's not been previously arranged, let's make sure that gets done.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, excused 4.
House Bill 1052, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions in regard to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Are there any other personal privileges requested? Any announcements that anyone wants to make about family or friends being here? All right. If not, we'll hear announcements. Any announcements? Representative Howard first.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Joint Committee on Appropriations will meet Monday at 8 a.m. to hear from Board of Regents.
All right. Thank you very much. Representative Greenfield.
Mr. Speaker, House Education, 7:45, Monday. Please be on time. We have a full slate.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet on Monday morning, 10 a.m., room 413.
More reasonable hour. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. State Affairs, 7:45, Monday.
State Affairs, 7:45, an unreasonable hour. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your House Commerce and Energy Committee has been working pretty hard so far this session. So
they have.
The committee gets Monday off, so we'll see you folks on the floor. And then on Wednesday, we got a full meeting, and you mentioned your relatives come from Denmark. Well, mine come from Beadle County, so I've got my partner here who's telling me all about them. Thank you.
Well, you're probably related then. Any other announcements? Representative Steele.
I move we adjourn.